Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it is February, and that means it's time to talk about the budget for the next year. I know last year's budget experience was difficult at best and still has yet to be completely resolved. So what's going on here? What do we expect to hear from the governor next week?
Well, the Pennsylvania House and Senate will convene a joint session on Tuesday to hear Governor Tom Wolf's budget proposal for the second year of his administration. The legislature passed responsible budgets that were balanced, had no new tax increases, and funded our priorities by our constitutional deadline of June 30th. The governor vetoed that bill in its entirety. And then we also passed another budget to the governor at the end of 2015. However, unfortunately, the current year's budget is not yet completely resolved because the governor did cut $6.3 billion from that budget that we sent him in December. And so there is widespread expectation that Wolf plans to focus on many of the same priorities in the upcoming budget proposal. And in a preview of the address, he has already called for an additional $200 million in education dollars for the state's 500 school districts. This increase would be on top of the extra $377 million spending boost he called for in the 2015-2016 budget. This request is contrary, however, to Governor Wolf's own actions over the past few weeks when he deliberately vetoed more than $3 billion in state funding for schools. For the past decade, House Republicans have voted for historic investments in education, providing more state money than ever before to Pennsylvania schools, while being mindful of taxpayers and not insisting upon billions in increased sales or income taxes. The governor's budget address will air live on Tuesday, February 9th, beginning at 11:30 a.m., but it's expected that he probably will begin his remarks closer to noon.
There was also some recent action in the General Assembly on some legislation that would hopefully increase efficiency and perhaps reduce costs in the legislative process. What's going on here?
That's correct. Historic progress was recently made in an effort to reduce the size of the State House of Representatives when the Senate approved House Bill 153, which seeks to reduce the size of the House from its current complement of 203 members to 151 members. The House initially passed the bill last May, and since a change like this requires an amendment to the state constitution, identical measures must pass both the House and Senate in two consecutive sessions and then go before state voters for their approval. With this recent action, an identical version of House Bill 153 must now pass in the 2017-2018 session before it could be put to voters on the ballot. This legislation is designed to help streamline the legislative process to operate more efficiently and at a lower cost to taxpayers. Currently, each House member represents approximately 62,000 people. Under House Bill 153, each House member would represent about 84,500 residents, and similar proposals to reduce the size of the state Senate are still awaiting final consideration as well.
Also, we're coming up on the spring, and that means it's going to be fishing season pretty soon. I understand that there's some great information available for Pennsylvania anglers.
Absolutely. I'm a fisher myself, and so this is useful information. Local anglers are now able to find out when their favorite fishing holes will be stocked with trout by the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, as the annual trout stocking guides are available both in print and online. The commission stocks approximately 3.2 million adult trout in more than 700 streams and 120 lakes open to public angling each year. The average size of the trout produced for stocking is 11 inches in length, and the statewide opening day for trout season is Saturday, April 16th, but a regional opening day in 18 South Central and Southeastern Pennsylvania counties is set for Saturday, April 2nd. For additional information, you can visit the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission website at www.fishandboat.com for a list of those counties. In addition, the Fish and Boat Commission will host mentored youth trout days on Saturday, March 26th for those same 18 South Central and Southeastern counties, and on Saturday, April 9th statewide. Youth under the age of 16 can join an adult mentor angler who has a current fishing license and trout permit to fish for trout on those days. Once again, visit the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission website at www.fishandboat.com for more information on the Mentored Youth Trout Fishing Program.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.